Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of June, recording at 6:51 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets were really quite firm, a number of new highs. Some of those markets are closed. The Hong Kong indices were closed. Also, Taiwan is closed. I expect Taiwan to be quite strong tomorrow. It's been closed the last couple of days, and it's been very much in form recently. The European stock markets were a little bit easier today. Wall Street shows almost unchanged here right now. Very modest gains in the Dow and S&P, down a point in the NASDAQ composite. Government bonds, this is interesting. We've had the technical rally extended. Well, it's extended for the U.S. Treasuries. The gilts and bunds had barely shown any sign of recovery. They had lost downside momentum, but showed a little evidence of what I think will be a short covering rally in here today. And elsewhere, the U.S. dollar, that's down again today. Not a great deal, but slightly easier, down 142 ticks to 82.57 on the U.S. dollar index. Precious metals, they were weaker earlier today. Irritatingly, I had more silver stopped out, and then they turned around and have rallied from the little bit of support that's been established near current levels to slightly lower recently. Currently, gold is at 661.25. That's spot bullion. Silver's up 9. I think it's only platinum that's down, but that had a good day yesterday, and it's only down a dollar on the close. Industrial metals, mostly, well, mixed. I was going to say mostly a little bit easier. The one that's weak is the one that is in the medium-term corrective phase, and that's nickel. And that did break underneath that $40,000 level today, closing at $37,500. So still searching for a low, and nickel could easily go lower before it goes higher again. And in soft commodities, a bit mixed. Interesting day in sugar. It was quite weak early on. I'm talking about the white sugar now. And then rallied quite well as the day progressed, but I noticed that the U.S. sugar contract's now down 14 cents, reversing some earlier gains. Most other soft commodities are a little bit easier, and I think that includes the grain and bean. And grains and beans are really quite weak here today. I'd noticed small declines, but for instance, corn down 20 cents, soybeans down 25 cents. That's quite a big hit. So that will register almost certainly as downward dynamics. Wheat down 16. So that appears to have capped the rally. That may help sentiment in stock markets. Only one factor, of course, but we have had all that talk about commodity price inflation. And oil is very firm, 69.45 on the that's the NYMEX crude, and will be over 71 on the Brent. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are holding their nerve. Asia is particularly strong. The European markets certainly aren't doing badly, and neither is Wall Street in here right now. I feel that as long as these bond yields are not surging higher, that the stock market recovery of nerve here will continue. Now, I've written about this today also briefly, and I've illustrated it with charts of the bond futures prices. We do not want to see those take another plunge on the downside. As I've said, if they go sideways, and as I've said before, if they go sideways, let alone higher, that will be favorable, really, for global stock markets. I think this is just a short covering rally, but I don't know how long it will continue for. Probably not all that long, but more importantly is I don't know how long a ranging phase will persist for before bonds weaken once again. There has been a lot of bearish comment on bonds recently. I would regard that as a temporary contrary indicator. But this is a bear market, as I've been saying really since mid-2003, and the charts have supported that view. It's just that a lot of people have realized it more frequently. Now, hopefully, we get bonds steady here for a while on this, not only on the short covering rally, but they just hold their ground. And if that's the case, then stock markets can continue to do reasonably well, albeit it would be prudent to expect a little bit more of the volatility that we have seen recently. It's not all that much volatility, is it? But expect some allow for some choppy action overall. I really like the Asian markets. I really like the industrial resources plays for so long as the bond markets are keeping their nerve. If we get another, or when we get another rout in the bond market, that will sorely test investors' nerves in equities as well. And looking around here, in terms of the industrial metals, they remain generally very firm. Oil prices are moving up. This is good for all the industrial resources sectors. It is a headwind for stock markets. Now, as long as those prices don't push up too rapidly, and as long as bond markets aren't resuming their route, then the high growth markets, Asia, Brazil, they're going to do extremely well. The resources markets, Australia, Canada, South Africa, they'll do, and Brazil, of course, which I just mentioned, Mexico, they'll do extremely well. Again, I favor concentrating in those areas. And anything else to mention here? Nope, I think that's about it. So I will just bid you adieu and just say all the best.